Thank you for joining me. My name is Dr. David Carter, and I practice endodontics in Toledo, Ohio. If you're listening to this podcast, you may have heard the term root canal, or perhaps you have been referred for an endodontic procedure. You might even have experienced root canal therapy at some point. But if you are listening, then you are probably not quite sure what a root canal is. My hope is that this broadcast will change that. Let's start with the initial development of your teeth. Deep down inside your jaw bones, when you were very young, masses of tissue became organized. Their purpose was to eventually give rise to the permanent teeth that are in your mouth now. After this goal is achieved, some of the cells remain enclosed inside of the tooth. When the tooth is done forming, the inside of the tooth has a chamber and a number of tubes that lead from the chamber through the hard tissue roots of the tooth. This combination of pulp chamber and canals makes up the root canal system. In front teeth, the chamber is connected to a single canal most of the time. In the teeth we call premolars, there are sometimes one or two, or even, on rare occasions, three canals. Usually in molars, there are three or four canals that connect the chamber to the tip of each root. In endodontic treatment, our goal is to completely remove the tissue that lives in the pulp chamber and canal systems. Following that, we want to completely disinfect the root canal system and then seal it off to prevent bacteria from moving into the space. Procedurally, we first numb the tooth using a local anesthetic. We then apply a device called a rubber dam. This item is a sheet of latex or vinyl with a small hole in it. An isolating ring is placed inside the hole, and the entire thing is placed over your tooth. This keeps our medicaments out of your mouth and also keeps your saliva out of the working field. Following that, we remove decay from the tooth and locate the pulp chamber, then locate the canals. Once we have identified what needs to be cleaned out in the tooth, we start the cleaning process. We use a series of instruments that resemble small pipe cleaners and clean out each canal. During this process, we use different medicaments to help us disinfect the space and to break down material that may be in the canals. Once we have completely cleaned out the inside of your tooth, we seal up the canals using a combination of sealer or glue-like material and a core material. The core material in my office is gutta percha, an inert rubber-like material that is easily heated and molded so that we can ensure that the tooth is sealed as thoroughly as possible. Depending on the state of your tooth, we may choose to seal the tooth in a single visit, or you may return for a second visit. Either way, whenever you leave our office, except in the most extreme circumstances, at a minimum there will be a temporary filling placed inside of your tooth, so you will not have an open hole there. Sometimes, after consultation with your general dentist, we will place a permanent filling after treatment. So to recap, hard tooth outside, no change. Soft tissue inside the pulp chamber, removed. Root canal means no more soft nerve or pulp inside, but hard tooth outside remains intact. Your next stop after seeing us is to see your general dentist. After a discussion like this, there are often more questions than answers. If so, we will make every effort to get it into one of the next podcasts. For now, thank you for joining me. I hope this was a useful explanation. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.